Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Saturday is an occasion so big that in some parts of the country, club rugby games have had to have been shifted to another day to accommodate it. I'm talking about the opening weekend of the duck shooting or the game bird season, which gets underway, as it always does, on the first Saturday of May. Tens of thousands of hunters around the country will be sneaking into their mai-mais, waiting for the sun to rise and for the season to get underway. Earlier this evening, I spoke to Fish and Game NZ Chief Executive Karina Jordan and started off by asking her about this palpable sense of excitement.
For about 60,000 hunters, it's bigger than Christmas. So this is a day that they look forward to all year, and that many will be out like little school girls and boys in their local hunting and fishing outdoor retailer stores, such as Gun City, for example, and those that we've got dotted around the country, kitting up for an amazing morning on Saturday morning out in the New Zealand beautiful landscape, out in our wetlands, hanging out with friends and family and their dogs, enjoying the environment and trying to harvest some free-range birds for the dinner table.
Indeed. And yeah, you talk about it being like Christmas. I imagine it's like Christmas for the hunting and fishing stores around the country as well. But I suppose that's another story. Now, first Saturday of May, this is the traditional day that it happens. Out of interest, why is that? Why this particular date? Is there any rhyme or reason behind this, or is it just tradition?
It is tradition, but it also works well with our game bird breeding season. So the life cycle is of essentially the birds that we hunt. So they're coming out of summer, they're coming out of a period where they've had some good food sources, where they've undertaken their breeding and they've been able to raise their clutches and they're starting to sort of move around. So it's a good time of the year. We're seeing a bit more rain starting to hit, hopefully. That's what everyone's got their fingers crossed for, and I think we're seeing a bit of that around the country. And it's a good time to sort of harvest those birds. So works in with the life cycle and works in with the seasonality we have within this country and climate.
Why is rain good for duck hunting?
It means that, because at the moment there's plenty of birds around, but because it's been dry, they've been congregated in areas where there's permanent water and good food sources.
Right.
So that means, well, there might be lots of birds, they're patchy in relation to where they are in our regions. With a bit of rain, it means that there's more water around. There's a, you know, a lot of our game birds are dabbling birds. They sit on water and feed around the edges. Means that they'll move around, there's a lot more water, so they'll follow the water, essentially. And that's why rain's good. Also, a little bit of wind means that the birds won't sit in the big water areas right in the middle where hunters can't get them. They'll move around a lot more as well. And so it just provides a bit more hunting opportunity for those out there.
Interesting. Animal behaviour. Hey, before we get any further, I mentioned in the intro to this mai-mai. Can you please explain what a mai-mai is for those listening who might have not heard that word before?
It's a little like hunting hut. So generally it's got a low profile. It'll be a little shed type place. It'll sit on a wetland, for example, or a lake. It'll have an open front and a bit of a covered top, so that people can pop in there and they're protected from the elements. They're also camouflaged, so they'll be covered in bush or scrub or whatever the vegetation is around that wetland. And there'll be an open area where hunters are able to sit, hide themselves, and then pop up and take a shot at a bird as it passes by.
What sorts of ducks do we actually have in New Zealand? What sorts of ducks are we hunting mainly?
Our game birds are a mixture of valued introduced species such as mallard and also indigenous species such as pukeko. So we've got a number of game bird species, just a couple of them. The mallard I talked about, grey ducks, shoveler, paradise shell duck, they're also an indigenous bird. Pukeko, also an indigenous bird, and black swan, that's just to name a few. We've also got upwind hunting opportunities like pheasant and quail, those are introduced species as well.
Are there any that you're not allowed to shoot even during game bird season?
Yes, species like teal, And other indigenous species where the populations might be a little bit lower, and we don't harvest those. So we just harvest as a game bird those species, whether they're valued, introduced, or indigenous, where they've got really healthy populations. And if we didn't harvest them, they might start to become a bit of a nuisance out there, especially for our farmers.
Yeah, so it's not just sort of everybody's out there and it's all for one for all, go for your life. You still got to be discriminated. And I guess that's the wider theme around this, isn't it? It's not a free-for-all. You still have to be very discriminate and very careful about what you're doing and what you're shooting.
That's right, and our hunters are. So for fish and game, we do a lot of monitoring our populations. Those are game birds and sports fish, such like trout. Over the year, we work out how healthy the populations are, how healthy the environment is, and then what a sustainable take might be. So essentially, we're just harvesting off the top to stop the species getting out of control and forming a nuisance, and also to keep the populations really healthy. Mm. Otherwise, we'd have a lot more sort of sick birds, I suppose, or species around. So it's very you know, scientifically established and ethical. And really, it's about getting out there and enjoying the environment. Hunters are conservationists, for example. About 22 million, I think, over the last decade has been put back into wetland restoration. You know, so it's not just about the harvest of the species that's done sustainably, but it's also about the environment, enjoying the environment, and all those other elements such as mental and physical health and well-being that goes with activities such as hunting.
There will no doubt be quite a few people listening now who will think this is quite barbaric, and there have been calls in the past to have it banned altogether. What do you say to that?
I'm going to talk about my ethics, I suppose, for a little bit, and,
sure.
and that might help answer that. So for myself, I choose to eat a small amount of meat, high quality protein, as well as, you know, a high vegetarian type diet. And for me, I hunt because I feel it's the most sustainable way to be a meat eater. So I get to enjoy the environment. It's good for my mental health and well-being, physical health and well-being. I know that the animals that I'm bringing home for the table, you know, have had a wild, free-range life. And that I'm able to harvest them as ethically as possible, and then create a beautiful meal for my family. And I know that that's an ethos that's shared by our hunters. And so that's, you know, that's sort of my answer to that, really. I think it's the most ethical way to be a meat eater in the country. And also you get back a lot. So, you know, strong environmentalists, conservationists, a lot of them hunt as well. It's that connection with the environment and where their food comes from.
Now, we talked earlier about the need to be discriminate, the need to be careful. What about the rules around this? Because there are guns involved, so I'm guessing safety is a pretty big priority and you will be sending out that message loud and clear.
Yes, and we're working well with the Firearms Safety Authority on this, Mountain Safety, and also the Game Animal Council. So those working, you know, with hunters across the field, whether it's game birds or whether it's large game, we're all sharing that common message. Of responsible firearms ownership and use. And our hunters are, you know, very much there. You know, so it's a privilege to hold a firearms license and to be able to go out and harvest your own food from a natural environment. And that's how our hunters think about it. So just some basics, you know, take care of yourselves and take care of your family. Treat all firearms as loaded and clearly identify your target before you take aim and watch those low light situations, for example.
Mm. And I understand you'll have officers out and about checking that everyone's, you know, following the rules, keeping safe as well?
That's right. We've got a heap of people out undertaking compliance. They're partnering up with police as well. You know, we're expecting everyone to be 100% compliant, and our role will just be to make sure everyone's having a really good day and a bit of education. And we're also just making sure that we're following the rules and we're sticking with our bag limits and taking care of each other.
And Karina, it's been really nice chatting to you this evening. Just very finally on this, where are you going to be on Saturday morning? Where's your spot?
I'm in the beautiful Manawatu. We've had a heap of rain here today and last night, so that's really exciting. I'm hoping that provides a little bit more water. I'm going to be jump shooting some areas over on the Pohangana. I'm hoping being mobile and having scouted the area well, you know, before time will provide me with an amazing morning. And I'm also going to be available for our teams that are out there in their environment as a touch point as well.
Great stuff. Karina Jordan, nice chatting to you this evening. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
That's Karina Jordan, the Chief Executive of Fish and Game New Zealand.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.